Great. I couldn't be more excited to have an opportunity to care and share with you. You know, our main goal is always to make sure you know the best acquisition value and after repair value for a piece of real estate so that you can make a profit when you buy.
You're listening to the Appraiser Secrets Podcast with your host, Mark Jackson. You will get straightforward advice for how to make a profit on every new transaction that you do, compounding your net worth and growing your wealth substantially all through real estate. Get more information at appraisersecrets.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Appraiser Secrets. I couldn't be more excited to have an opportunity to care and share with you. You know, our main goal is always to make sure you know the best acquisition value and after repair value for a piece of real estate so that you can make a profit when you buy. I'm too pleased to have Jason. I was about to call you Justin. Man, I get so excited when we do these episodes. Man, my tongue gets tied. I start to sweat, all that kind of good stuff. But that just means I'm excited and just really pleased to have each and every episode that we do. And thank you for being a guest for us today, Jason. I really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
There you go. There you go. So everybody, this is all about being a situation where you need to sell your property. You've acquired it. You know that you're going to make a profit. And now you're in a position where you're ready to remarket this bad boy. And overwhelmingly, there's any number of ways to do that. But I'm excited to have Jason on so he can actually walk you through the dynamics of this. So let me do a quick bio on you, Jason. I'll, you know, make you a superstar right quick. Jason Seeger, without a doubt, a CPA. Man, I have an accounting degree as well. Didn't go to CPA route, but we both did real estate. So there's probably just a synergy there. But here, you specialize in real estate tax, and you've been able to help not only yourself, but any number of individuals do that as well. You've owned and rented flip property starting back in your early 20s, which was only like 5 weeks ago. And then, of course, you graduated from New York State University with a bachelor's in science and accounting. Man, listen, let's get right into it. You've got a unique story as to how you came associated with NeedToSellMyHouseFast.com as a business model. Kind of walk us through how that happened, and then we'll get into some other questions.
All right, awesome. So I started with them. The two owners asked me for some tax help, just asked me some questions. Hey, what can I do here to save our taxes, to get better benefits? What about entity selection? And I'd always talk to them, they're friends of mine, give them a little bit of advice here and there. Next thing you know, they're saying, hey, can you help me set up things? And I'm always, you know, eager to help and do things. I got them set up and like, all right, can you do a little bit more for us? Hey, can you do a little bit more for us? And they just kept, you know, bringing me in to help me or for me to help them get everything set up, good accounting systems in place, good analytical and tracking systems in place. And it just, my role's kind of grown from there. At the time I wasn't working, I was kind of taking it easy for a few months, you know, just enjoying the boat and playing a little too much hockey. And then the guy said, hey, why don't you work full time? And I said, no, I'm not ready for it. My wife heard that, freaked out, said, I can't have you waking up and being a bum all day. And next thing you know, I'm going to the office again.
So. Hey, man, look, when you find that sweet spot where your energies are really kind of directed and it feels good, like I say, it's not really work, that type of thing.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I enjoy it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
There you go. So tell us, how does the system of Need to Sell My House Fast work?
So what we do is we generate sellers on Google. So when you're trying to acquire a property, you know, they'll see bandit signs, you know, they'll see, they'll type in on Google, I need to sell my house or must sell my house or sell my house fast, something of that nature.
Right.
They'll go onto our sites, they'll fill out that information and we send it directly to a local investor. By doing that, now you have somebody who instead of is looking at your advertising, they look at you and they go, hey, I'm coming to you. I need you to do it. So they've reached out and it helps our investors buy properties very quickly.
Man, that is sweet. And how many different market areas does the system actually actively engage in right now?
So we're all over the country, Alaska, a little bit of Hawaii, but all over the US. And we separate by counties. So we don't go to as finite as zip codes, but pretty much any county in the US we can generate sellers for. obviously a more densely popular or a larger population in a county like Harris County in Texas, which is Houston, you're going to generate more people than a small rural county. But we're generating sellers from everywhere. And, you know, we generate a few hundred sellers a day throughout the country. And so some investors, you know, will talk to somebody every day, some guys every week. It just depends on what markets you're in.
That is nice. That is nice to know that you've got that national coverage as well. So what type of different leads might be generated for the investors that you serve?
So in terms of that, we're getting people who want to sell. So the good ones are, hey, I'm moving to France next week. You need to buy my house. We get some of those. But we also get the ones, I want to sell, but real estate agents make too much money. I want you to buy it for cash for, you know, for 6% off the price. I don't want to do it. I want to do it right away. And so the people are unreasonable or have unreasonable expectations. But they're good for our investors. Some of them will say, hey, you know what? I'm an agent. I can do a listing, or I can go in and I can, you know, they'll work out the kind of construct some kind of a deal. And then you get everything in between, people who are hit foreclosure, people who inherited houses, you know, people who like are tired landlords. Just like, you know what? I don't want to fix this. We had one a couple days ago who called in and unfortunately a fire hit the house. They weren't insured.
Okay.
And the lady's like, I just don't want this to be my problem. Give me what I can and let me walk away. You know? So when you get those, it's a good opportunity for everybody to be happy.
So here's the dynamic, and I know this is probably a question that's going to come up. I mean, the system sounds like it generates a wealth of leads by people that are certainly motivated, which is exactly what we as investors want. But here's the question. Are we engaging still through a service, or are we wind up actually working with a wholesaler, or almost in some cases directly with the actual seller? How does that part work?
The way our system works is the person will fill out a form online, mm-hmm. and it gets sent directly to you in real time. So the investor will see it. The investor can be a wholesaler. He can be an agent, can be a fix and flip kind of guy, somebody who buys a wholesale and just puts on the retail market. The more options the investor has, the better they're going to be. Maybe they just want to hold it as a rental. But whatever the investor is, this is giving you the seller's information right away. So as soon as they hit send, within a second, the person's getting a text message to their phone, and they're getting an email directly. So they're able to track everything and get right on the phone and make that call and set up an appointment and go from there.
Sweet. So we're basically responding as we engage with the system directly with the seller. And it sounds like almost instantaneously, you got a seller that says, I need to move this property. It comes in text or email, that type of thing. And you can immediately follow right back up with them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the beauties of it is you go into the system, you set everything up, you don't have to go back into it much. You know, you'll go in to check things out. Maybe if you get a wholesaler trying to flip a property, we don't charge for that. So you'll try and dispute that lead. Yeah. But other than that, the system does everything for you. So it sends it out to you. Uh-huh. You know, you want to be on top of it, but there's no need to be every second on top of it. When something comes in, it's going to come in as a regular text message.
Yeah.
In this day and age, everybody's got their phone attached to them.
Mm.
So it makes it really easy.
you mentioned Harris County, Texas, very, very active market, something like Hillsborough County in Florida, the Tampa area, probably very, very active. On guard variety, you know, more maybe suburban market areas versus some of the more active, densely populated areas. What would a person expect if they pick up a county, or maybe they're in a busier county, what would be the level of expectation just in terms of potential deal flow coming their way on a, let's say, weekly basis?
So kind of back up this. That's a great question, though.
Yeah.
Somewhere like Harris, we probably generate 40 people a month. Hillsborough, probably about 25. Okay. The way our system works is it's a bidding system. So you'll actually have people put a bid in ahead of time, and then it gets sent to the highest bidder up to your monthly budget that you've allocated.
Okay.
So if you're getting all the leads, you can expect about one deal for every 10 leads on average. And that number can fluctuate depending on what you want to do. If you're wholesaling and flipping and buying and holding and you're an agent, that number will probably be better. If you're only looking to buy and hold, that number will obviously be a lot worse because you're going to be a lot more picky. But overall, we estimate about 1 in 8 to 1 in 10, depending on your market.
Wow. So we just pulled back a little bit of the skin on this onion. Dig into that a little bit more, because listen, there's any number of different folks that are listening to this, and their interest already perks pretty much like mine, because I'm going to want to set myself up to get as many of those leads as possible. So as I go in back of house, setting up my criteria with the website, you know, need to sell my house fast. What things would I be in a position, or those that are listening, be in a position to get as many leads as possible as they are generated and come through from these potential sellers?
All right. So the way our system works, like I said, is a bidding system. The more people we have, the more advertising we do in a given county. Okay. So, you know, Texas is nice because there's a lot of little counties. So you could really zoom in your area. Somewhere like Arizona or Utah, you have fewer counties, so it makes it a little tougher. There's more people, so the bids will go up.
Okay.
But the whole idea is you pick the counties you want and how much you're willing to pay per lead. They start at $75. They go up from there. But your flexibility and what you're willing to do will determine how many leads you get. If you're open to more counties, you can get a lot of leads at a great value. Mm-hmm. If you're very picky on where you want to be, it becomes a little bit tougher. California is nice because we generate a lot in LA as well. San Diego as well, a lot in Bernardino County, things like that. So you can get a lot of people, a lot of sellers, but it's just a matter of how much bid you want and how many different counties. The more counties you have and the more aggressive you are, the more sellers you'll get.
Yeah, because I can imagine, you know, we're talking about Florida, that's where you live. I mentioned earlier the Hillsborough County, which is the Tampa market area. But if you're up there, I mean, what would you do? You would do Hillsborough, Manatee, Sarasota, all that.
Right. So what I tell people is how far you're willing to drive, right? Uh-huh. I don't mind driving. I have my private pilot's plane license. So for me, if I was an investor, I would be, you know what, hey, I don't mind going out for a flight. I just find a nice day, no wind, and let's go.
Yeah.
But in reality, not everybody does that. It's a lot better to drive in an area sometimes than fly in. But the point is, how far are you willing to go? You know, if you're willing to go 2 hours, get all the counties within a 2 hour range. Mm-hmm. And the further out counties, maybe 3 hours, maybe you just say, you know what, I'll take one at a minimum bid, but I'm not going up from there. If one comes in, I'll take it, but I'm not. But then something local to you where you have more options and it's kind of your home base, I'd be more aggressive there.
There you go. In that model, is there any, for lack of a better phrase, necessary training or support for a new person that's coming to need to sell my house fast, need just to really be proficient so that they can understand the system as well as maximize potential for getting leads?
So we have a video when you start, it's about 5 minutes long. Uh-huh. And I think that's all the training you need in our system, right? It's so easy. It's so intuitive. And you're not doing a whole lot. There's not a lot of moving parts to our system. You know, the bids are very dynamic and they change all the time. But once you see how to raise and lower it, it's very easy. Okay. In real estate, the big things are obviously, and you're going to talk about this a lot more than I will, but you have to buy it at the right price.
Yes.
So that's where they need the training. Yep. And that's not something that we do. But that's so important. The other thing that's important, so you have to buy at the right price. And then how do you talk to a potential seller? How do you find out what they need? You know, it's not you're making an offer to you know, a system online, like our system. Here you got to deal with a real person. So you have to find out what their needs and their wants are and kind of help them achieve their goals. If you do that, everybody will be happy. So in this case, that part we don't give training on either. That's, I guess, more your domain, but that's what people have to understand. And if they're good at that, our system's great. If they're just getting started, we might not be the best solution for them. But once they have a little bit of training and they have a little bit of understanding, we're going to be the best that there is out there.
There you go. And it really, because it's even as we engage together, I'm peeling back this onion even more. I mean, once you've set yourself up in terms of winning the bid or the bid price for that particular lead, then you're in complete negotiation with that seller. Your price isn't fixed for the property, if I'm understanding. When you're doing it, it's more that it's what you're willing to engage to get that particular lead. Is that correct?
So yeah, so once a lead comes in, it automatically gets sent to the highest bidder. So if that's you, now you have exclusive from our system, exclusive to the seller. Obviously, if they go to three different sites, we can't help you there. But if they put their information in our site, you're the only one getting it. So you'll be the one talking to it. A lot of people only want to deal with one person. They don't want to play around. So now it's your time to engage with them.
Yep.
And it's your time to make something that works for everybody. And, you know, we tell people, we say, listen, tell them, listen, I'm an investor. I need to make money, but I want you to be happy too. And then you got to kind of just bridge the gap there.
There you go. There you go. But there's still nothing better than engaging directly with seller. We all know, and those that are listening, I mean, as you engage your real estate investors, there's going to be times where you don't mind having a wholesaler in between and letting them earn some income because the numbers still work for the deal. But man, how sweet is it when you can engage directly with the seller to move forward, which goes to my next question, Jason. As you've seen the business flow and evolve and changes come in since March of this year, as all of us, not domestically, but also internationally, have dealt with the pandemic, what type of impact has that had on the leads and the investors that you serve?
So what we saw when COVID first hit is everything kind of died. We had a huge drop in March and April, and everybody was freaking out, like, what's going on here? Are we going to be okay?
Yeah.
After the initial impact and the initial shock, we started to see a lot of uptake of people wanting to sell, wanting to get out. And you'd think people from the cities would want to get out, but it's kind of everywhere across the board. You kind of started people saying, okay, what do I want to do? I want to move out. I want to do whatever else. Obviously, the foreclosure memorandum is kind of hurt. We're not seeing as many of those type of sellers right now,
sure.
But that'll come back.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, we can understand with the forbearance out there, there's not as much pressure for someone that normally would be maybe getting behind on payments to say and raise their hand, hey, I need to get out of this property, that type of thing. Here's one thing that we look at, especially when we're talking about transition and changes during COVID, whether it's folks in the suburbs or folks in a city. Let's go with the Florida market. There's a wealth of townhomes, some type of condo living in a number of different markets, whether it's on the East Coast, up in the Panhandle, Central in the Orlando market area, even over in Daytona Beach or up north to Jacksonville. Kind of talk about, for those that are listening, maybe that are in the Florida market or a market that has a concentration of some type of heavy townhouse or condo living, what have you been able to see just in the leads as we keep going talking about need to sell my house fast?
So it's kind of the same for us. The only difference that we're seeing is investors sometimes will pay a little bit less because the HOA fees can get a little crazy here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially living on the ocean, you know, you might be paying 60 cents a foot, you know, up to 75 cents a foot for your HOA fees, which to me is insane when you're paying over $1,000 in HOA plus your property taxes, you know, plus that. So, but the good part of that on the flip side is it's causing more people to feel pressure and want to sell their condos and their townhouses. So, but overall, honestly, those are the same. It's kind of what it goes back to the motivation. So we see that with everything and the condos and everything kind of just create another sense of possible motivation for people.
There you go. So I want to ask two more questions. And one is still has to do with the website itself and the development of it. As you were working with the guys that decided to bring you on, what's like some of the one or two things that were like the big aha, this is an improvement we can make so that those that actually are looking and bidding on our leads will get even better value?
Okay. So that's actually a great question. Two things we thought that were really important. We don't want to charge people for land, you know, vacant land, mobile homes, wholesalers, and listed on MLS properties. Mm-hmm. So we have a very nice dispute system. You click on it, you can do a dispute. You're not going to get charged for the lead. If we do charge you, we'll give you credit. The whole idea is, you know, you might make a deal with the wholesaler, but you're not paying for that lead. You want to kind of get in ahead of the wholesaler. It gives you a little less deal certainty. You know, you're going to find some better deals, but you're also going to spend money on stuff that doesn't go anywhere. Whereas a wholesaler, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
So, but we put all that stuff in, and you might buy a mobile home, but again, we're not going to charge you for that. We did that, and that's pretty cool that people kind of we spend the money in the marketing, and but we're the ones taking the risk. You don't have to take a risk of getting one of those leads that you don't want. Okay. So that's number one. The second thing I think is something you don't see as much, but what's really, really valuable to people is these are Google pay-per-click and SEO leads.
Okay.
So these are people who've come to you. They've come to search for you. It's not somebody who's going to, you know, just see your ads, or, you know, you keep flashing it up or popping it up, or, you know, you click checkout on Amazon and you see us next to it. It's not something like that. It's somebody who typed in something,
yeah,
and that's where we popped up. And afterwards, you might see a video on Facebook because we're retargeting the person, but that won't be the primary source.
Right.
And that's so cool because the sellers are coming to you, the investor. And it just, that's where you get more urgency. That's where you get people looking more to sell. It's not, well, I don't know. It's, hey, let's buy my house, you know, kind of thing. And that, and we see that. So I don't know that you could see that necessarily in the system from a user dashboard point of view,
right?
But we see which, you know, we buy house, sell house fast, need to sell my house fast. And we can see which website they came into and what keywords they typed in.
Yeah.
And we're like, wow, this looks like a really good one. And we see that a lot. And I think that, I don't know that everybody can appreciate it, but from my end, I look at it and I'm just floored by it. You know, I think it's so well done and so brilliant. And, you know, it's kind of like, I say it's a missing link of business, is where you could just target your advertising so well. And that's why obviously Google does so well and everything else, but from a small start, from our industry, just like, wow, you know, and I really like to see that.
Man, I can tell just by your excitement how much you value having added that component into the site. So let me go to the next question. All right, CPA. Guys started really focusing on real estate tax for yourself and then serving others. We were having a brief chat even during our time. Most folks know I do business in Puerto Rico, going to be transitioning down there in due course and taking advantage of some of the different things that I can do in the territory of Puerto Rico for federal tax. Let's just bring it back mainland. What's like your best one tip for the person that basically is buying and holding property, something beyond, you know, being able to take depreciation or business expenses? What's a really good nugget that any of the listeners from Investor Comps here for Appraiser Secrets podcast could take away from you today?
So, it's a really good question. It's kind of wide open. So when you're doing wholesaling, when you're just getting started, right, that's very active income. Get away from that. Get holding income. Buy and hold stuff for at least a year and a day. Make it a long-term gain. Mm-hmm. And then trade up assets. So maybe your first buy and hold is a house and another house and another house. And then you go to multifamilies. But whenever you can, do the 1031 exchange. Hopefully they don't kill that in the tax plans, but we don't know that. But do the 1031 exchange, delay your taxes, and keep trading up assets. I've done accounting work for buildings on Park Avenue in New York City, and I've done little single family houses, you know, and everything in between. And the biggest thing is people tend to like one asset class, but the really successful investors will take one asset class and leverage it to the next asset class. And that's where I see the most success. And then one of the reasons why I love real estate so much, I looked at a lot of clients, you know, guys who were in marketing for NFL teams and, you know, guys who had their own business, but the real long-term wealth came from real estate. Because you might be the top of your game in marketing, but eventually that's gonna slow down. There's a layoff, you know, magazines. I had an executive from a magazine company was doing really well. Then all of a sudden magazines are not a thing. And now what? The one thing that saved this lady in this situation was she owned an apartment in New York City, free and clear.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden she rents it, moves upstate, and she's still living. It's a different lifestyle, but she's still okay.
Yeah.
And that's just one real estate in 20 years, one piece of real estate. But the real estate, the values generally don't depreciate, obviously 2008 and everything, but the values won't depreciate too much.
Yeah.
And it gives you stability. Maybe it doesn't increase, maybe you have a little bit of problems, but overall it kind of gives you long-term stability, and it's a way to build wealth. And that's what I love. And then obviously, you know, pay all your taxes, but pay as little as you're legally allowed to do.
Exactly. And that's really cool, the scenario you gave with the person who was in magazine business, because overwhelmingly, there's just this phrasing that we use, even in valuation. When you get into that passive income space, literally the building, the house, the multifamily, whatever, it doesn't know how much it's worth. It just knows how much income it brings in. And that remains very, very steady over time, transitioning from maybe a wholesaling or flipping business to a consistent wealth building business. Those are great tips. And 1031 is just a phenomenal tool, without a doubt. Jason, I cannot thank you enough for taking time to be with us on the Investor Comps Presents Appraiser Secrets podcast. Everybody, without a doubt, we're going to get Jason to share your contact information. Would you do that for me right quick?
Yeah, sure. So you can email me. The email is clients, C-L-I-E-N-T-S, at needtosellmyhousefast.com. You can also call me anytime, 305-771-1557. New investors would hit extension 2. I'm extension 1. Feel free. It's we're a small company. I want to say it's a family company, even though not everybody's related. We all talk to each other. We're all friends, family, cousins, whatever else.
Yeah.
So, you know, very, very tight-knit group. I call all the investors my buddies. I get to know people and, you know, we're happy to work together. The website, just go to leads.needtosellmyhousefast.com. You can sign up there and we'll reach out to you. And then, you know, feel free, call, email, whatever works. We're here.
There you go. Good stuff. Jason, thank you so very much, man. Continued blessings and joy to you. I assure you, I, as well as all the members of the Investor Comps community, appreciate your time coming to share with us on the Appraiser Secrets podcast. We're going to drop Jason's contact information in the comments, so you'll be able to grab that as well. Go ahead, jump in. We're going to be doing it, getting engaged in relationship with Need to Sell My House Fast. Other than that, man, God bless. Take good care. Everybody, we'll see you on the next episode.